It's here and now. Next Tuesday, October 1st, health insurance exchanges through the Affordable Care Act will be open for business. And recent Pew poll shows that people are reacting to that news with a big question mark. Only half the public thinks that an exchange will be available in their state. So we ask for your questions. We're going to answer as many as possible with Jay Hancock, a reporter for Kaiser Health News. And Jay, let's start with a basic one. If you're already covered by Medicare or by a plan from an employer that you like, what changes for you on October 1st?
The first thing they need to know is it probably doesn't affect them. If they're already covered by Medicare, by Medicaid, or if they have a health plan through their employer, they probably don't need to worry about these health care marketplaces that are opening next week that you mentioned.
Well, but let's take a look at our first question. It's from J. Bruce Jones. He is covered. He is self-employed, and so he is buying his insurance through a regional business association, a group of businesses that got together and sort of pooled their workers to try to bring costs down. But he's looking over at his state exchange, and he's seeing, wow, that's cheaper. What do I do?
What this gentleman should do is, in his state, go to healthcare.gov starting next week, and that will steer him to the exchange, which is another word for marketplaces that we like to use. That'll steer him to the marketplace in his state, and he can go on there and plug in his information and see what's going to cost him. An alternative that I might suggest for your listeners is a calculator created by my colleagues at the Kaiser Foundation. And you can go on there and plug in your very specific information, your age, what state you're in, and you'll get an idea of what this is going to cost. And then you can compare it to the coverage that you already have.
And we should say, be careful when you make those comparisons, because sometimes the first thing that jumps out, oh, the premiums are lower, might not be the thing you need to know because the deductible that you have to pay might be much higher.
Very good point. The sticker price that you see immediately isn't going to be the only thing you pay for your health care.
How about a veteran? We have a note from Don Mayer, who has VA benefits, also eligible for Medicare, but he's a quadriplegic, and this is non-service related. So he wonders, what should I do? I've got VA benefits.
He doesn't have to think about the exchanges. As you know, there's what's called an individual mandate that requires people to have health coverage. But VA benefits, TRICARE benefits, Medicare are all considered minimum coverage under the law, and you don't have to go shopping in the exchanges. And I suspect that the coverage and care that he gets under the VA and Medicare is probably superior to what might be available in the exchange.
Jay, let's say somebody knows that they are a candidate for the exchanges. They're not covered at all. They've gone to the website that you cited, healthcare.gov. They've looked at their state exchanges. They've looked at the plans in the exchanges. How do you then start applying?
If the websites are working, and we're still waiting to see if that's going to be the case, some of them are reporting glitches as we approach next Tuesday. If they're working, you go on the website, you enter in your information. It will ask you, it'll steer you through all the questions, sort of like the analogy everybody makes is Travelocity when you're buying a plane ticket. You punch in the information, your income, your Social Security number, whether or not you have coverage, and then it'll steer you into the part that says, all right, what kind of plan do you want? Do you want to keep your current doctor? Where do you live? What hospitals do you want? What's more important to you, a low premium or better coverage? And if it works well, it'll steer you into that and you can see what your choices are. And you'll actually be able to purchase coverage and get the, if you're eligible for subsidies, which for individuals are eligible for subsidies from about $15,000 in household income up to about $46,000, they'll be applied instantly right on that site. You'll get coverage. It starts January 1st. If you want to be covered by January 1st, you have to sign up by December 15th.
That's Jay Hancock with Kaiser Health News. We're taking listener questions about the marketplaces for affordable health care. These exchanges open October 1st. You're listening to Here and Now. So once you've applied online, does somebody call you, or how does that work?
You'll get a confirmation email just like you do when you buy an airplane ticket. Another alternative that we should mention, because in a lot of states, the information, the amount of money being spent by the government to get the word out is somewhat restricted. Don't forget your health insurance agents and health insurance brokers.
Let's be clear about that. You can call an insurance agency to sign up for an exchange.
Absolutely. They will supply much more advice and guidance than you're likely to get even with really good online software.
Well, they might be able to help with questions like the one Lauren Charter wrote us. He says, my wife and I file a joint tax return. She works. I'm retired with only Social Security income. What income should each of us claim on our applications? We've got widely different needs as far as coverage goes. What's your recommendation there? How should they do that?
They should go through the options in this software, including the Kaiser Family Foundation benefit premium calculator that I mentioned will help you do that. It can help you play off, all right, if there's two people on the policy, what will it cost? If there's one person, he wants to know what income he should report. The ACA is very specific about what income applies to determining whether or not you get the tax credits, and it does include Social Security benefits. It does include taxable IRA income, and of course it includes wages, salaries, etc.
But underscore again people who feel they can't afford this. Here's one from Robin Josephs. She writes, I earn around $9,000 a year. In North Carolina, there is no Medicaid for a 65-year-old single woman. And the lowest monthly plan that's being offered, she says, in North Carolina, about equals my income. I can't pay for it. Is she somebody that, if she explores this, might be able to get help from the government in buying insurance?
It's possible, and she should seek out what are called navigators who are helping steer people through this, which you can find at your local community health center or other nonprofits. But she makes a good point, which is that in states, a lot of states like North Carolina, Medicaid is not being expanded. She ordinarily would apply for the Medicaid expansion and qualify for the Medicaid expansion, which is in the Affordable Care Act. But as we recall, the Supreme Court gave states the option of whether or not to take the Medicaid expansion. In North Carolina, there is no Medicaid expansion. She is sort of stuck in the middle, we might say. Yeah. However, if she's 65, as she says, she should be eligible for Medicare, right, the program for seniors. So hopefully that'll help her out.
So Robin Joseph, look into Medicare before you panic there. But you also make the other point that not every state is expanding the Medicaid. Not every state is helping its residents go through this process. Some states are actually blocking information about it. So these online resources, again, are going to be a terrific help. Jay Hancock is a reporter for Kaiser Health News. Jay, would you be available to answer some listeners' questions online if they still have some they want to send in?
Yeah, Robin, that's fine. Have them send them to you, and we'll take a look at
them. Okay.
Okay.
So herenow.org, if you've still got some questions, post them there in the comment section, and Jay will try to get to them. Jay, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well, that was very nice of him. I kind of put him on the spot there. So do leave your questions in the comments section of this story at hereandnow.org, and be patient, and Jay will get to them. Very nice of him. We'll also have links at hereandnow.org to that calculator that he mentioned. Latest news is next. Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Constant Contact, offering small businesses online tools like social media, event, and email marketing from one login at constantcontact.com. And Lumosity.com, with web-based brain games created by neuroscientists to improve memory and attention. Learn more at Lumosity.com.